Boy, David, I don't want you to say I told you so, but go ahead. Say it.
I told you so.
Yeah. What a mess. What a mess.
Well, you know, it's entirely predictable, and it's not unexpected, and here we are, you know, and it's all a symptom of, you know, basically looking at the way we've been pumping the easy-to-get-at oil, and there's not as much of that anymore. So these riskier kinds of operations are what we're reduced to now in this, you know, in this era. You know, the oil that we have been pumping was easy to get at, and, you know, even then we had quite a few major disasters. But, you know, the oil companies had assured us that that was in the past, and technology had triumphed, and we can drill to ridiculous depths now to in safety and in comfort. And, well, you know, as I said, this is not going to be the case. And oil is only one of the scary, nasty things that, you know, high-pressure oil from under the ocean floor, one of the scary, nasty things that we're going to be looking to for fuel over the next few decades. And we have better ways to go.
Why do I have the feeling that BP is not even going to get a hand slap on this one?
Well, George, you know, this was arranged a long time ago because, as we all know, the Exxon Valdez cost, you know, the oil companies over $2 billion in cleanup costs over 4 years. And they, you know, really were reeling for over 20 years from the mass of lawsuits from everyone who lost their livelihood. All the people who, you know, did oyster farming, who did fishing, who did all of those things. Those were very profitable businesses. And all of those folks sued Exxon. And they held those people off for more than 20 years, making profit on all the money they were not paying out to the people who had won their lawsuits. So the oil industry said, hey, you know, no one's looking. We're going to go ahead and make a deal. So they went to Congress, and Congress was saying, you know, we got to do something about this spill stuff, and, you know, we need to have some money in place to clean up some of these spills. So they passed the Oil Spill Liability Act, and they taxed the oil companies 8 cents a barrel to go ahead and have some money on hand in case there was, well, a blowout in the bottom of the Gulf. But 8 cents a barrel is almost nothing. It's only about $1.5 billion in the fund after all these years. But the oil companies never give in to something like this without getting something back. And what they got back was an exemption from liability above $75 million. So if you're a shrimper down there in Louisiana, and you're going to sue them for the loss of your livelihood, get in line, but there won't be much when you get there because the oil companies are protected from all those damaged lawsuits. They still have to clean up the mess, but they have already engineered a legal way out.
Well, and that's the number that the head of BP continues to throw out. He says we'll spend $75 million, not anymore.
Well, and that's, you know, any more than that will require 20 years of lawsuits. But by then, you know, we won't be using any oil anymore as a fuel. And heck, you know, they'll be on to more profitable things, they hope. But expect that for all the talk that BP says, well, we're going to take care of everybody. We're going to clean up the mess. That's true. They're going to try to clean up the mess. And, of course, the Exxon Valdez, they cleaned up maybe 5% of the oil.
Yeah.
But and they'll do that much. But they're not going to pay anyone for ruining their livelihood, for damaging their beaches, and the incredible, nasty health effects that everyone in the weeks ahead, are going to be experiencing from the oil byproducts blowing ashore.
It's obvious marine-based drilling is not safe.
Well, you know, we've had lots and lots of accidents. It's not even new in the Gulf. I mean, our biggest accident in North America was not the Exxon Valdez. It was the Ixtoc, you know, exploded rig over in shallow water, over to closer to Mexico. And that slick was over 20 times what this one was, and it took 9 months to cap. So, you know, is it safe? Boy, I'll tell you, there hasn't been a good track record on that so far. And the thing about it is, the deeper we go, the higher the pressure the oil is. So now we're talking thousands of pounds per square inch. In other words, all the water and all the rock, you know, create pressure on the deposits of oil in the, you know, in the sands and in the gravels that contain it. But that oil is under tremendous pressure under all those miles of rock. And so when you punch a hole into it, well, you know, it's basically not an oil leak. It's an oil geyser. And, you know, it's going to be really scary to see them try to lower this big block of concrete on the end of a chain. Let's hope that this 20-foot wide thing doesn't swing a little and break off the head of the well. That's the thing I'm worried about.
Oh, yeah, then it's even worse. Do we even have the technology to fix these things?
Oh, no. No, because you got to figure the oil companies are only planning on another 20 to 30 years worth of extraction before they're out of the liquid oil business. And they're going to be into other alternatives that are safer and hopefully more profitable for them that they can extract on land. So this deep oil is kind of an interim technology until they get into the stuff that's, well, really filthy and will be replacing liquid petroleum. Because, well, according to the International Energy Agency, which you may or may not decide is credible, but they're now saying that oil production is going to drop 6-7% a year from now on. And you think, well, that's not so bad, 6%, you know, just a little bit. But in 10 years, that's the majority of oil production today, and our use of oil is going up. So 10 years is not a long time to come up with solutions. This is the temporary solution. Go drilling in places where the oil is hard to get at and high pressure until other technologies come online. And there's no guarantee, and we got to hope that these other technologies do not get developed.
Is Halliburton's name being bantered about it?
Yeah, we were calling them today a hella blowout. You know, they're quite a ball of wax. You know, the whole thing about wells, I mean, you know, even a water well that's in a touchy area, you have to pour cement around the pipe that goes into the ground to kind of basically seal the outside of the pipe against mm-hmm. the rock. If you don't, whatever you're drilling either can go up or down along the pipe and, let's say in the case of water, contaminate your water table by draining down.
Sure.
Or in the case of this high-pressure oil, it could blow around, you know, that pipe and come out. And no one is saying exactly what happened to, you know, to this well, but one worker has come forward saying, hey, you know, Halliburton has blown it before when it comes to cementing these wells, and that was their job on this one. You know, we've had about 39 blowouts, I guess, over the last 10, 15 years, and 18 of them were for bad cement jobs around
seals,
around right? the pipe.
Yeah.
Well, you can't even see what you're doing down there at 5,000 feet. It's a mile underwater. So,
and how do you put concrete around something when you got the ocean floor down there?
Well, you have to use what's called hydraulic pumping. So they're trying to inject the cement down around this 22,000 feet. That's about a 4 mile pipe, and they're hopefully doing it in a way that packs the cement in the upper portion to prevent the leakage of natural gas. You got to realize, you know, oil when it's down there in the sand and in the rocks, it's not just black goo. It's like black soda pop.